Being 15 is like long winter underwear. It goes on and on and on.
Presenting Junior Miz, brought to you transcribed every weekday night, based on the delightful characters created by Sally Benson, with Gail Gordon as Harry Graves and starring Barbara Whiting. Judy Graves, our junior miss, has decided to take up a career and bring some extra money into the Graves apartment at 36 East 82nd Street in New York City, where she lives with her mother and father and older sister Lois. Right now, it's Tuesday morning. Breakfast isn't ready as yet, and in the girls' bedroom, Lois comes out of the bath, while Judy is sprawled on the floor, engrossed in a book.
Judy, you can get in the bath now. I'm finished.
Take a little more time, Lois. I'm reading something inspiring, wonderfully clever, all about the theater.
I'm not interested.
You should hear what she says about men.
I don't want to hear anything about men today or ever.
Darling Lois, you're going to have to because they're here, darling. They're here. Says so in the book.
What are you reading?
Tallulah.
Stop trying to sound like her.
Did I, darling? Well, I didn't mean to, darling. It just happened, darling. But you might be hearing more of it, darling, than you realize, darling.
And cut giving me that Tallulah routine. What's the matter with you?
Nothing the matter with me that a good job in a Broadway show wouldn't cure.
You're not thinking of becoming an actress.
Maybe. They do make good money, you know.
Oh, let Father make the money. I'm not in any mood to listen to you or anything about love or men or the theater.
Something go wrong, darling?
Wrong? I should say so. I've never been so disillusioned in my life. And after all I thought of Paul MacTwitter, how I really felt about him.
Paul who?
MacTwitter. He's the light heavyweight wrestling champion at Harvard. Never want to see him again.
What's the matter?
Didn't he try to get a hold on you, darling?
Don't be smart. Get dressed. I'll call the folks.
Harry, aren't you through in there yet?
Just combing my hair.
Oh, Harry, I wish you'd hurry.
I'm hurrying, Grace. I'm hurrying. I have to comb my hair.
Oh, you've been combing it for the last 10 minutes. I don't think there's that much there.
Oh, it's all there. I'm still holding. If I wasn't in such a good mood, I'd take exception to that remark.
I didn't really mean anything, Harry. You shouldn't be so vain. And if you've lost a little hair, what's the difference?
Stop patting my head, Grace.
There's still some growing right there. It's not all gone.
Oh, now, please, stop it.
That's where it is, Harry.
Where?
Right there.
You're all wrong, Grace.
No, I'm not. Go ahead, pat it.
You're all wrong. You mean here?
Mm-hmm. See?
Well, I just haven't combed it over yet. Stop standing in back of me.
Hurry, Harry.
I'm hurrying. Grace, can you find the throat spray for me, please?
The throat spray? Oh, Harry, are you getting another one of your sore throats?
No, my throat isn't sore, but I just thought I'd spray it to get in shape for this evening.
Oh, Harry, you're like a young girl whenever you're going to a thingamajig at the Yale Club.
Well, it's not a thingamajig. It's a dinner in honor of Jordan Oliver, the football coach.
That's the 15th thingamajig you've given for him this year.
Well, when we honor someone, we honor him.
Dad, Mother, breakfast is nearly ready.
Oh, be right there.
Well, I guess I don't need the throat spray.
Ever wanted to get mixed up with him for, I'll never know. Of all the people in Duluth to marry, I don't know why.
Good morning, Hilda.
Morning, Mr. Graves. You ever want to get mixed up with him for? All the ones to marry, I'll never know.
Is something wrong, Hilda?
Oh, it's that brother-in-law of mine again. The Dude of Duluth.
Not working again?
Uh-uh. He's been collecting unemployment insurance for so many years now, I think the government's going to build a gold railing in front of the window for him to lean on.
Good morning, Hilda.
Morning, Miss Grace.
I thought he was going into some business.
Well, he was going into television, but he changed his mind.
He did?
Yes, he figures that it'll last about 20 or 25 years, and then there'll be something new. And he just doesn't want to make a move until the kinks are all ironed out. Well, I'll get the hotcakes.
Morning, Mother.
Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Lois.
May I have the rolls, please, Mother?
Rolls? I thought you were on a diet, Lois.
I don't care what happens to my figure or what happens to me. I don't care if another man ever looks at me again.
Oh, Harry! Be careful.
What did you say, Lois?
I don't care if I ever go out with a man again.
Lois, don't you feel well? Grace, did you hear what she said?
Yes, I did. Lois, are you all right?
Well, of course I'm all right, Mother. Just have a different opinion of men, that's all. They mean nothing to me.
Don't say that when I'm drinking my juice.
Good morning, darling. How are my darlings this morning?
We're fine.
I'm glad, darling. Ah, it's so pleasant to see one's family happily gathered around the breakfast table in the morning. Really, darlings, it is.
Is it?
Yes, darling, it is. Really, darling, it is.
Well, all right, sit down.
You've been doing it all morning, Mother.
Ah, darling, Lois, you're in such a mood. Don't let it bother you, darling. Just remember, darling, ditched today, hitched tomorrow.
How are you talking?
Yes, stop.
Ditched.
Don't you ever mention that word in this house or in front of me. Dad, did you hear what she said? She said I was ditched. Ditched. What a vulgar expression.
Yes, yes, it is. Were you lost?
Of course I wasn't.
Well, something must have made you give him up. You just wouldn't
That's enough, Judy.
I didn't mean anything. Just that I feel sorry for you, darling.
Men grow on trees, and you're the one to chop them down.
Well, that's enough of that, too. Why can't we sit here at the table and eat our breakfast like normal people should?
Your father's absolutely right, girls.
Here are the
hotcakes. We don't need Tallulah at breakfast. There's a time and a place for everything. Oh, hotcakes.
Harry, there's a time and place for everything, and this isn't the place for the Whiff and Poof song.
Oh, was I singing?
Yes, you were. You should save it for tonight.
Oh, going to the Yale Club tonight, Daddy?
Yes, the boys are getting together.
Boys? That's the hot one.
I said boys, Hilda. Grace, did you hear
now,
what you...
Don't be so touchy, Harry. You always are whenever the Yale group gets together.
You going to sing with the Glee Club tonight, Daddy?
Solo. And, Grace, don't forget, find the throat spray for me, please. Mm-hmm.
Lois, how are you cutting the hotcakes?
Oh, I can't help it, Mother. I was just thinking of that Paul. All Pauls.
Lois, those are our good breakfast dishes.
Oh.
Poor darling Lois. Her nerves are just shattered. They are frayed, darling, aren't they? But don't you worry. Paul will be back, groveling at your feet. Mark my words, darling. Groveling. I said groveling.
There she goes again.
Judy, just what are you trying to do?
She's going to work, become an actress.
You are?
Well, I'd like to help out in the house. I don't want the whole burden of money to be on you.
Well, I'll take care of the burden. You don't have to be an actress.
Well, what's wrong with being an actress? Well,
there's nothing wrong with it, but I think you should finish school first.
But you have to start out young.
You don't have to start at all.
Gee, it's hard to follow you.
Well, I think I've made myself clear.
No, you haven't. One moment you say we need the money. Then when I decide to go to work to help out, you don't want me to. It's very confusing.
Grace, I don't think your daughter should be arguing with her father.
Well, sometimes you are hard to understand, Harry.
Well, I don't think so at all. Just because I make a statement doesn't mean that it has to be taken literally. I just asked you all to cut down. I didn't tell Judy that she had to give up school and go out and work in the mines. She's making me out like Ebenezer Scrooge in Dickens' Oliver Twist.
He was in Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Lois, you keep out of it. I'm talking to your sister.
Lois is right.
This is between you and me, Judy. I mean, you're making me out like Uriah Heep in Great Expectations.
He was in Oliver Twist.
Well, we're not having a discussion about Dickens. Let's get off the subject. We're talking about you going to work.
You don't know Dickens very well, Harry.
Well, whether I do or not makes no matter.
Yes, it does, Daddy. It's like I said, it's very confusing. Mm-hmm.
You're hard to follow, Harry. You shouldn't use Dickens' characters if you don't know where they belong.
I don't care where they belong. All I know is Judy belongs in school, not out trying to be an actress. Just get the idea of the stage out of your head.
Gee.
We don't need any G's.
I'll get it.
Oh, Grace, did you see my tux was hatched to be pressed for tonight?
Oh, yes, Harry, I did. I had to let it out a little bit, too.
Oh, well, that wasn't necessary.
Oh, yes, it was. You can't button that top button anymore.
Who? Paul? Just a minute. It's Paul, Lois.
She'll be right here, darling.
Well, she did it again. Tell her to stop, Mother.
Stop, Judy. Here.
Well, I don't want to talk to him, but I'll just tell him what I think.
Hello, Paul? Now, there's no sense in you calling me because I just don't want to see you, no matter what you say. I've made up my mind. I'm just not going to see you. There's no need trying to force me. It's definite. Whether you want to see me or not, I don't want to see you. And that shouldn't be hard to understand. When I make up my mind not to see someone, I just don't want to see them. That's all it is. I just don't want to see you.
Oh, see it.
Bye.
I wonder if I should have seen him.
That's Fluffy. Got to get going to school.
Can't you meet her in the street?
Hi, Fluff. Be with you in a sec.
Morning, all.
Good morning.
Hi, Fluffy.
Fluff.
Judy, don't forget to bring your buttons. Have you got them?
Mm-hmm. We'll assort them at lunch.
Buttons?
Yes, buttons, Mr. Graves. Judy and I are starting a collection.
How interesting.
I took the top one off your tuxedo pants, Daddy. It was loose anyway.
Off my tuxedo?
I told you, Harry. That's why I had the pants let out. That button keeps popping.
Putting it on around the old bay, eh, Mr. Graves?
Nothing.
I mean, adding a little au revoir du poids. Better, Mr. Graves?
Better, but I thank you not to worry about my stomach.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. And you shouldn't be either. There comes a time in every man's life around your age that he puts on a little in front and loses a little on top.
Can you notice it from there, too? You see what I was telling you,
Fluffy,
Harry?
Fluffy, will you stop staring at the top of my head?
Fluff, better not mix with my father this morning. He's really on edge. Doesn't like actresses and
everything. I didn't say I don't like actresses. I'm not on edge.
Oh, you are, Harry. Every time you're going to sing at the Yale Club, it happens.
It hasn't happened at all. If a father can't talk to his daughter as I was talking to her, and if you're going to take Judy's side in front of me when I'm trying to tell my daughter right from wrong, and then she doesn't have to...
What, Daddy? Oh,
speak up, Harry.
It's happened. I've got it.
What, Harry?
Laryngitis. You made me talk too much. Of all days to have it happen.
And don't get excited, Dad.
I'm singing the Whiff and Poof song tonight, and you say, don't get excited.
Daddy, do you want the throat spray?
Yes, something!
This is Roy Rowan inviting you to tune in tomorrow for another transcribed episode in the life of our Junior Miss, written and directed for radio by Henry Garson. Later tonight, my friend Irma changes jobs. When Marie Wilson, our empty-headed blonde, takes a new job with an architect, present-day architecture is set back several centuries. It doesn't take long for my friend Irma, because she has a talent for making life resemble nothing so much as a tossed salad. Remember, it's Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as her saner roommate, Jane Stacy, with the boarding house gang in on the fun. Be sure and listen tonight on most of these same stations when CBS Radio presents another comedy episode of My Friend Irma.